神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
We're going to continue our discussion about growing friends.
我们要继续我们的这个主题，就是建立友谊之交的部分。
We talked about talking. Now I want to talk to you about listening.
我们讲到友谊之间的沟通讲话，现在我们要讲的是友谊之间的倾听。
Now, listening is a skill.
倾听是一个技巧。
Not everyone can do it.
不是每一个人都可以倾听的。
And this causes a lot of confusion.
而且呢，在这个部分呢，会带来很多的混淆。
Because you may listen to just part of what someone has said, and then you don't really realize what the conversation was fully about.
有时候我们只听了一部分，所以呢，就没有办法把要听的全部的内容都听对了。
Sometimes you act as if you're listening, and then when the person wants to see if you've done what they told you, you haven't because you really didn't listen.
那有时候是这种我们在听对方讲话的时候呢，他告诉我们要做什么，但是事实上我没有在听，所以呢，没有听进去。
Let's look at some of the skills, some of the things that you have to use in listening.
所以我们先来复习一下到底倾听的技巧是什么。
One of the best is eye contact.
第一个最重要最好的就是可以眼睛对着眼睛盯着对方。
This means you are focusing in on that person.
这个代表你真的是注意，很注意的在听对方的话。
You're not looking all over the room.
你不是到处在看着房间。
You're not looking down at your paper to read.
你也不是在念你自己的一些纸。
You don't have one eye on the television as they're trying to talk to you.
你也不是一面听，一面眼睛看着电视。
They have your full attention with eye contact.
当你两个眼睛盯着对方的时候呢，表示说呢，对方知道说你完全的在注意听他的话。
I can speak about listening. Actually from experience.
那我可以从经验中来谈怎么样听别人讲话。
Now I've always been a good talker.
我是一个很喜欢说话，很健谈的人。
Now I've not been a good listener.
但是我却不是一个倾听的人。
I seem to have a very active mind.
因为我的脑筋里面呢，总是一直在往前动。
And many times there have been when people have talked to me that my mind has raced ahead to find the answer for what they need.
当对方跟我讲问题的时候呢，我的脑筋里面已经在寻找怎么解决的答案了。
Other times, people have come and talked to me and really have interrupted me in the middle of something, and it's very hard for me to put that aside, and I find myself going back to what I was doing.
有时候呢是这样子的，朋友来跟我讲事情，刚好我在做事情，等于说他中断我的要做的事情，所以当他跟我讲话的时候呢，我的脑筋里面就会回到我在做的那个事情的思绪里面去。
So I know by experience that if you work on it, you can learn some listening skills.
从我自己的经验，我可以确定，如果你愿意的话，你可以好好的建立怎么样去对别人的话倾听。
Let's listen to some of them.
我们来看看到底有什么样的技巧。
As I said, eye contact.
首先我提到是眼睛盯着眼睛。
If we focus on what they are saying, we are listening with our eyes as well as our ears.
当你在注意听的时候呢，你的眼睛呢跟你的耳朵是同时并重的。
Now, while you are listening, you don't interrupt, but you may have a nod, you may say some little exclamation mark, but something that makes them know that you are listening.
再来的话，当你一面听，你先不要中断他的讲话， 但是你可以用一些肢体的语言或者是一些简短的回答，让他知道说你真的在听。
So you see, if you are a skilled listener, the person knows that you are because they have a sense of communicating with you.
当对方要跟你讲话的时候，他对你的这种倾听是有感受的。如果你这样做的话，他会感受到你在注意听。
Actually, you can grow more friends with your ears and your eyes than with your mouth.
就这样子，借着你的耳朵跟眼睛的专注呢，就可以比你的嘴巴更能够建立彼此间的这种亲近的友谊关系。
You see, when you are listening, you're able to say back what the person has said, maybe in different words, but let them know and that you understand what they are saying.
因为你一面注意听，你就一面可以用一些话语来回应，让对方很确定你真的是用心在听。
This is one of the best ways to keep communication clear.
那这样的话会让彼此的沟通呢很清楚。
After they're finished speaking, you might say, oh, you said you went over to her house and did not find her?
所以接下来的第三个就是说呢，你可以重复他讲的来确定说是不是他的意思是这样子。比如说呢，他说哦，你是说你回去找不到他吗？
See, you're clarifying what you have heard.
你把你听到的重新复述的时候呢，你是在搞清楚是不是他讲这个意思。
Actually, you could test yourself about your listening skills.
有时候你可以来考验，来考试一下，检查一下你的这种倾听的技巧。
You could give yourself a test after you have the next conversation with your friend.
当你跟你的朋友有一些讲话沟通的时候呢，你稍微检查一下。
You could say to yourself, what did I learn from my friend?
首先你问自己，到底我从他的讲话中我知道了什么。
And maybe you can say the question, ask yourself, what did I learn about my friend?
那如此之下呢，我听到他讲的话之后呢，我明白了，然后呢，我又从这个话中我怎么样多认识我的朋友了。
Maybe from that conversation, you learn that my friend really doesn't trust people.
有时候你从对方的讲话呢，你就发现你的朋友不是那种容易信任人的人。
It becomes a revelation to you, and you begin to realize you're going to have to build her trust in you.
那如果这是对你一个新的发现的话，那你就要开始建立，让她可以信任你。
Maybe you should say to yourself, what questions should I have asked her?
那回想一下，她在讲话时候，我问她什么问题了。
And what questions should I have answered more thoroughly?
那有一些回答呢，我是不是应该要比以前更周全一点？
You might say to yourself, Did I really absolutely understand what they said?
你也问你自己说，我真的了解他在讲什么吗？
Did my friend seem like she sensed that I was listening?
是不是我的朋友有知道说我在注意听他讲的话呢？
Or did she realize my mind was wandering?
还是我的朋友已经注意到说我呢，脑筋里面在想别的事？
Then you think, was the conversation balanced? Or did she do all the talking?Or did I do all the talking?
然后问一问自己，我们两个人之间的讲话呢，是两个人都在对讲，还是只有他讲的比较多，还是我讲的比较多？
Did one of us change the subject?
我们讲的当中有没有转话题呢？
Which meant we're really not interested in what else they were talking about.
如果我们转话题，意思是说我们对于本来讲的话题已经不感兴趣了。
Then you test yourself and said, did either one of us get angry?
那我们当中讲话时候有没有之间有一方面生气了呢？
So you see the emotions got mixed up in it.
所以有没有这种情绪的参与呢？
What would I do different in my next conversation?
那下次我们在讲话的时候我应该怎么改进呢？
You see the ability to listen is a skill that can be improved with use.
要想让你的沟通关系或倾听的技巧进步的话，就是你要去应用。
I cannot expresshow listening is such a great part of really understanding one another.
我实在是没有办法跟你形容这种能够注意听而且听对了话的这个重要性有多少。
This is not only good about growing friends, but it's also good about growing a relationship between husband and wife.
这种倾听的技巧不是只有在知交友谊关系里面有促进的作用，而且在夫妻之间也很有促进的作用。
You see, communication is really vital.
因为沟通本身实在是很重要的。
There's a friend of mine. He's very quiet.
我有个朋友很安静。
He means very good, but he never expresses this to his wife.
他有时候心里面的心意是很好的，可是从来不对太太表达。
And so she misunderstands his meaning.
所以这个太太就会误解他先生的意思了。
That's why we need to express ourselves and we need to listen to those expressions.
那就是为什么我们一定要表达我们的想法，而且注意听对方在讲什么。
Do you and your husband or your wife really have conversations?
夫妻之间你们真的有好好的对话过吗？
Do you talk to one another with a balanced conversation?
彼此这种沟通对话是很平衡吗？
Do you really listen to one another?
你真的听对方讲话吗？
Or are you only hearing what you're saying?
还是你只听到你想要听的部分？
Work on your skills of listening.
所以好好的在这个倾听的技巧上面好好的建立。
So that as you listen to whether it's your husband, your wife, your children, your friends, you are well able to know what they've said and what they need.
这样的话好让夫妻之间或者是跟朋友之间的对话可以听得对，听得清楚，也知道对方的需要。
Now we're going to talk about something different.
现在我们要转向不同的领域。
Another area in building our relationship, which is so important.
也是在建立友谊之间的很重要的一个因素。
The word is empathy.
那这个就是同理心。
You see, empathy is being able to identify with another person's feelings.
所谓的同理心就是认同对方的感受。
Actually, it is seeing life through their eyes.
然后呢，从他们的眼睛去发现他们的内心。
This is how we build confidence, and also this is how we build relationship, deep relationship, one with another.
那这种同理心的这种表达呢，是两个人建立更深的友谊的一个很重要的因素。
Now, how can we tell our friend or our loved ones that we really feel for them?
我们如何跟对方表达说呢？我们真的是为对方好像感同身受一样。
We really understand them.
让对方知道说我们真的了解。
Oh, this is so important.
那这个很重要的。
You see, when we're listening with empathy,
当我们听的时候用同理心来听。
Now you say, how do you listen with empathy?
什么叫做用同理心来听？
You lean a little closer to your friend.
你稍微靠近对方一点。
By your facial expressions, they are reading your feelings.
那用你脸部的表情呢，好像让对方可以从你脸上读到你的感受。
Maybe you frown when she tells about how she's hurt.
那或许呢，你就从他的那种他在跟你讲伤害的时候呢，你就有一种好像你也很痛的感觉。
Or maybe you smile when she tells you something that is really bringing her happiness.
当对方呢告诉你一些很高兴的事的时候呢，你也在你的脸上表现快乐的这种表情。
Or sometimes we can cry together.
有时候一起来掉眼泪。
A young lady in my church was very anxious to have a child.
在我的教会里面有一个姊妹一个妇女呢很急着要有一个孩子。
It seemed like there was no children coming.
但是呢等啊都等不到。
Finally, she was pregnant.
后来她就怀孕了。
There was great happiness.
好高兴哦。
The day she gave birth to that child, I was at the hospital.
那当她生这个孩子的时候呢我就在医院里面。
And to our sorrow, it was born dead.
那最难过的是呢竟然生出来这个孩子就死了。
That young woman was devastated.
对这个妇女来说就好像整个都垮了。
I went by her bedside.
我去站在她的床边。
I didn't know what to say to encourage her or to lift her heart up.
我实在是找不到任何的话来鼓励她帮助她或者是来疏解她的心情。
So I just cried with her.
那我只好跟她一起哭。
We both cried together.
我们就一起哭了。
I feel like that was much better than trying to give her words that really, at that time, would not have comforted her.
在那个时候呢，我觉得说跟她一起难过，实在是比用话来啊跟她表达更好。
But she knew I was feeling for her.
至少她知道我跟她感同身受。
I had put myself in her place.
我用我自己呢放在她的立场里面。
This can be very important in building your relationship.
这个对于建立关系、友情关系也是很重要的。
Sometimes you can relate your feelings through touch.
有时候呢，你也可以借着这种触摸、肢体的触摸来表达你的感受。
Sometimes when someone has heard the news that they've lost a child or a husband or a wife and their heart is broken.
有时候某一个人呢他的所爱的人像夫妻啦或者是儿女啦之一丧生的时候他们心里也很难过。
You may put your arm around them and they feel that warmth and they recognize you really care.
那你只有用你的手来放在他的肩膀上让他感受到你真的是很关心他。
I found touch to be a wonderful way to communicate.
这种碰触肢体的碰触呢是一个非常好的沟通一种表达。
When I was a teacher,
当我是一个老师的时候
as I would pass the children, many times I would just give them a little pat on their shoulder.
有时候我走过一个课桌一个孩子的身边呢我就拍拍他的肩膀
They would look up at me and I would smile at them.
那他们看着我我就跟他们微笑
And in that touch and their smile, they knew I really cared about them.
借着这个触摸肩膀的触摸还有微笑呢他们就知道说我真的是关心他
So sometimes we just have to be there to hold someone while they're going through a tremendous crisis
有时候你的同理心就是在某一个人的身边用这些方法来跟他让他知道说我们知道他而且陪着他过他们的危机
You can show empathy by your physical presence
有时候你的在一起就是你陪他也是一个同理心的一个表达
You see, this is a gift of your time
那这是你把你的时间当礼物送给他了
You don't need to be there
当然你不需要在场
You can find many, many reasons why you should be somewhere else
然后呢你也可以找到很多理由你没有办法在场
But from your presence and they realizing it's a gift of your time your friend will recognize that you reallyfeel and care about them.
但是如果你抽空去陪对方的话那对方会真的感受到你真的关心。
Sometimes just our presence makes a difference.
有时候光是你在场就不一样了。
They might cry, oh, I'm so glad you came. I was looking for you.
他们有时候会跟你讲说哎呀我正是想到你在找你我很高兴你来了。
For they knew you were a true friend and you would be there.When they needed you.
这样就证明说他们需要你的时候你就在了而且呢你真的是真正是够朋友的。
You see, another way to empathize is with our body language and our facial expressions.
有时候我们的同理心就建立在我们的这种肢体语言还有我们的脸上的表情。
We can say a lot without saying a word.
有时候借着这些呢即使你不讲话都可以表达很多的。
Sometimes it's when we lift our shoulders and as if in despair, we recognize their despair.
有时候我们用我们的这种耸肩然后来跟对方同理他的这种伤痛的地方。
Sometimes it's by how our face, they can see we're taking in what they're saying.
有时候从你的脸部就知道说呢我们把他讲的话都听进去了。
And how it hurt them is you're feeling that hurt.
那当对方受伤害的时候呢你把你那种受伤的感觉也表达出来。
And of course, we can also show our empathy by our words.
那当然同理心也可以借着你的话语来表达。
Sometimes you can look at them after they have said something, the tears rolling down, and you can say, that hurts me.
当对方带着眼泪流着眼泪跟你讲他的伤害的时候你就跟他表达说我听了我都很难过。
Or maybe they've had a raise or promotion or something that brings happiness. You can say to them, I'm happy for you.
或者是对方得到升迁的机会了那然后你就跟他讲说呢我真的是为你高兴呢。
How it pleases a friend to recognize that my friend really cares whether I do well or whether I'm having trouble. They're there and expressing their feelings toward me.
对于好朋友来说知道说对方呢对我的不管是喜乐快乐或者是悲哀呢都有那种跟我一起的这种心的时候实在是让朋友太欣慰了。
And then the tone of your voice.
你讲话的声调也有关系。
It's as important as your words are.
那当你讲话的时候，你的声调呢，跟你的讲话是同样重要的。
When you say, well, I hurt for you.
那有时候呢，如果你用那种吊浪荡的声音说呢，我为你难过。
Doesn't sound like you're hurting at all.
听起来一点都不觉得你为他难过。
Usually when it's something sad, it's a very slow, it's a quiet tone. I hurt for you.
当你用那种很冷静或者是很沉重的声音来对对方说呢，我真的是为你难过。
Now, when it is something that's happened, the tone of our voice may say, oh, I am so happy for you.
然后你为对方高兴的时候呢，你就跟他说呢，我真为你高兴啊，把你的声音提高了。
So the tone of your voice express reality of your empathy toward them.
所以事实上你的声音的这种声调的高低呢，它的表达呢，就都在跟对方讲你的同理心。
If you really sense that your friend cares for you, has empathy for you, you will be very easy to confide in that friend.
如果你发现对方是那个跟你有同理心、跟你表达这样的一个朋友的话，那你跟他面对的时候，你们彼此的交流就很容易了。
But if you have a friend that hardly listens to you,
那如果对方呢从来不听你讲话
，always interrupting to tell you about something about them,
总是呢当你在讲话的时候就干扰你，就从中间打断，告诉你其他的事情。
Or when you're going through a terrible thing, they'll look at you and say, "Oh, that's life."
那有时候呢，你跟他讲一些你的心里的感受，他就跟你说，哎呀，这个很平常的事情。
You see, it won't be very easy to confide in that person.
这样的话就很难去向对方敞开来告诉你的心事。
Because sometimes when your friend is in trouble or they need help, sometimes you want to tell them of an experience that you've had, but you're not sure whether you can really confide in this person.
有时候呢，对方的一个情境就让你想到你自己的经验，你很想把自己的过去的一段内心的这种经过也告诉他，可是呢，你却不确定能不能真的啊，这样来向他敞开。
But when you realize this person really cares about you and feels for you, then it may be more easy to be able to confide and tell them of some of your experiences that might help them.
那如果对方呢曾经是跟你有同理心，跟你一起喜乐，一起忧伤的人的话，那你就很容易的可以把你里面的深处的一些事情呢跟他讲。
In building friendship, there is a place for giving compliments.
建立友谊就是在当中需要有称赞。
Actually, you can always find something to compliment a person over.
你总是可以找到一些点来称赞对方。
You know, actually, this is an easier way for those people who are shy to make friends.
称赞是那些很害羞内向的人想交朋友的一个很好的方法。
You see, shy people feel it very difficult to approach a person.
一个害羞的人呢是很难去跟对方来表达的。
So the whole time they're approaching a person, they're thinking about themselves, the fear that they feel.
每次他们想要跟面对对方的时候呢，他们只有想到自己里面的那种害怕。
But if they have a compliment in their mind, then when they reach the person, they have some starting point in complimenting the person about what they see.
那如果这个害羞的人呢，他可以找到对对方的赞美的话，至少有一个点，他们可以开始交谈。
You see, as a shy person approaches them, they might be able to say to that other person, "My, your dress is very lovely."
比如说呢，你可以从这样子的一个话题开始，你说呢，哎呦，他的衣服，你的衣服可是很漂亮。
And this gives them an opening as the other person answers, and then they can answer them.
那这样就打开话题，让对方可以对话。
So we see then that we have to be careful of one thing about compliments, and that is that they're sincere.
那在称赞的这样的一个技巧里面呢，一定要是诚恳的。
We live in a world that is not sincere.
这个时代是一个不诚恳的时代。
They may give many compliments, but they don't mean it.
有时候给你很多的称赞，可是不是从真实的这样的表达。
Or they give you a compliment to try to manipulate you to do what they want you to do.
那有时候呢，对你的称赞是为了要控制你，让你做他要你做的。
But this grows old, and the person soon learns that you are using them.
如果你的称赞是出于有动机的话，对方马上就会识透的。
You see, we're referring to here a genuine compliment that wants to praise the person for what they have done or accomplished.
真诚的称赞就是从你的心里面真的是看到对方的优点，然后要去告诉他。
If you are lucky enough to have a mother, a father, grandmother, uncle, a teacher, friends that were able to compliment you as you grew up,You'll understand what we mean when we say compliment a person in a genuine manner.
如果你的成长环境有你的家人，不管是亲戚或者是家人或朋友或老师呢，他们呢真的是这样子来称赞你的话，那你实在是一个很幸运的人，因为你懂得什么叫做被称赞。
And when you think of these people, there is a very warm spot in your heart. You really care about them because they cared enough to tell you that you were doing something well.
这些很真诚称赞过你的这些啊，你的亲人或者是朋友或老师的话，在你的心里面有一个很温馨的位置，因为你可以感受到他们就是真的是很关心你，注意到你，然后来称赞你。
Now you may say, well, how do you give people sincere compliment?
那如何可以给对方一种真诚的称赞呢？
It's really not hard.
其实是不难的。
Now a friend of mine was given something by another person.
我一个朋友从他的朋友呢得到一个东西。
Now my friend really didn't like it.
那事实上我朋友拿到这个东西的时候他不喜欢。
But she was able to tell that person, I really like the color of it.
然后这个朋友呢就很机警地告诉对方说呢我喜欢那个颜色。
You see, when you can look in your friend,and really find things in them that you sincerely appreciate, things they've done, things that they have said, things that they've gone out of their way to do for you. It's so good to learn that you should compliment them, to lift them up, and help them to recognize how much you appreciate them.
所以如果你懂得对你的朋友，不管他所说的、所做的、会为你做的呢，啊，有一些很真诚的称赞的话，那你就不知道你实在是可以把他们的心几乎是好像举起来一样。
So my friend, as we go on talking about how to develop our friendship, remember that we must feel for them, we must learn how to compliment, we must learn how to listen, and the Lord will help you to be a blessing and gain a blessing in your life.
我们就谈到我们跟朋友之间的友谊的建立，可以借着我们对对方的倾听，还有我们对他的同理心，还有对对方的称赞，这样的话你对对方是一个福气，而且你也从对方得到祝福。
I found in my own life this to be so encouraging, even in my spiritual life, when I read God's word and see how much he loves me and how much he shows his love toward me.
在我在读神的话语当中呢，我可以感受到，真的领受到神多么的爱我的时候，对我是一个很大的鼓励。
May you learn to be a good friend.That people can trust and people can love.
但愿你学习成为一个别人的知友，别人的知交，好让别人可以信任你，也可以对你有这种爱。
I cannot tell you how enriched my life has been by my friends.
我实在是没有办法形容说我的生命里面因为有的好朋友是多么的丰富，多么的棒。
They have given me such joy.
他们带给我很多的喜乐。
To know that we have human friends that will not turn away from us.
让我们知道说这些我们亲近的这些朋友呢不会转离我们。
If you have a good friend, value that friend.
如果你真的有一个知交的话，好好的注重他的价值。
恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱， 你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。